Matters with Paul Rosen.
Our diets, our Western diets in America are just really, you just don't realize how poor they really are.
What would you say to others who would like to feel better?
Sometimes you need to find the instruction. That's where the testing and everything comes in, because without that knowledge, there's no way I could have got to the point where I'm at today.
Straight talk about health.
And then I start preaching and telling them what I've been doing. And this guy named Paul Rosen has changed my life.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
By the way, the information contained in this program is not approved by the FDA, nor intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any medical condition or dis-ease as defined by Western medicine. However, skilled practitioners of many disciplines have found nutrition response testing to be a highly reliable supportive technology for assessing the health and fitness of the body's functional system.
One of the things we're going to be talking about this morning, Paul Rosen, is blood. And so with that in mind, why don't we go to an expert?
Count Dracula,
I am Dracula. And I bid you welcome, Mr. Harker, to my house.
Boy, that's not a very good clip. It's the best I could find, though, from the Francis Ford Coppola version of Dracula in the early 90s. And we're actually going to be talking about blood as it relates to a specific organ in the body. Is that correct?
We're not really going to be talking much about blood, but we're talking blood test.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I don't really know how much blood we're going to be.
I kind of
got excited
about the whole blood idea.
Yeah,
there.
I can see that.
Which is very cool.
It's that little thing that's drooling down the side of your mouth.
I also said organs in the body, which is kind of redundant, is it not? Where else would your organs be?
They could be on the sidewalk.
Maybe yours. Speak for yourself then. Tell us exactly.
Hey, did you see that?
You got a rim shot. You got a rim shot right there. Well, there could be, you know, organs in the nave of your church, too, or other places like that. But tell us what's exactly on the show this morning, Paul.
Routine blood tests miss the condition that would explain these symptoms: irritability, PMS, hair loss, chronic body or joint pain, fatigue, digestive problems like IBS, and fibromyalgia. What is this condition? And learn the 6 best edible oils that are also heart healthy. Plus, it's not too late. Let this year be the year that you take control of your health.
Okay, we'll do that in 2017 and maybe 2018, too. That'd be a good idea.
I should hope so.
To carry it over. In the meantime, you can give us a call. Call right now, as a matter of fact, 503-225-0860. Again, 503-225-0860. 0860. We'd like you to chat with Paul about your health issue, whatever it is. And if you go on the air with Paul this morning, you could get a copy of one of his books, The Great Health Heist or The Missing Piece. And by the way, Paul, after knowing you for years, I finally made a visit to your office just this past week, which was very cool. And I picked up a copy of The Missing Piece and read a couple of chapters and rather enjoyed it, I must say.
Oh, good. Hey, I also want to remind folks to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting Digestive Health, the A to Z on Acid Reflux, Bloating, Constipation, IBS, and Fatigue at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st. So it's coming up this week, and it will begin at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday morning. Save yourself a seat, 360-750-7375.
360-750-7375. Let's get right to it, Paul. This thing about the thyroid. The thyroid pretty much relates to our health in every way we can imagine. Is that right?
That's true. Thyroid basically is connected to almost every cell in the body, which is why, because of the epidemic, truly epidemic, in the U.S. and other industrialized countries, for reasons that I'm going to share with everyone, that the symptoms that people experience, such as those that I listed when we first started, are so common.
You said epidemic. So are there a number of people or a great number of people in the country who have problems with their thyroid?
Well, just to give you an idea, some statistics reveal that levothyroxine, which is a hormone replacement product for hormone, for thyroid hormone, is essentially more prolific, purchased more often than statin drugs, which is, you know, which unfortunately is, you know, one of the best-selling medications in the United States.
Now, that one you mentioned, what was it again? Please repeat that name.
Levothyroxine.
Levothyroxine. That's a medication to treat problems with the thyroid. Is that right? Is that an over-the-counter medication?
No, it is a prescription medication.
So a lot of people are being diagnosed as having thyroid issues. They're given this thing, which will, in theory, correct the problem.
And it never does, ever. Never does. Can't. No medication can ever completely address functional illness. Now, it may help manage, may improve some of the symptoms, like fatigue. Is chronic fatigue is one of the most often experienced symptom that people, you know, manifest when a thyroid has gone south. And blood testing is essentially considered the gold standard for identifying whether or not a thyroid is having problems. If you've ever had a blood test and gotten readings with respect to your TSH, or thyroid-stimulating hormone, then you know what I mean. The problem is that it is very clear and very well known that even if you're thyroid-stimulating hormone falls within what is considered the normal range, you're still experiencing the symptoms of hypo or hyper thyroid. So the question is, why is that? Why is that? And the complete answer to that question is not defined yet, but I will tell you, in my clinic, that most people who are experiencing these symptoms, symptoms of fatigue and loss of energy and just a general lethargy or unexplained weight gain or cold extremities, feeling cold all the time, muscle or joint pain, going to as extreme as fibromyalgia, irritability and depression. So there's an emotional component for some folks. Hair loss, dry skin, hair falling out for no unexplained reason, sleep apnea, forgetfulness or impaired memory or reduced ability to concentrate, carpal tunnel syndrome, decreased hearing, actually affecting your hearing. Irregular heart rhythms. Now, I'm listing all these things, folks, because many of you out there are experiencing one or more of these symptoms. And many of you out there have had blood tests, which, according to the powers that be, put you in the normal range. And therefore, you couldn't possibly be experiencing these symptoms because of thyroid issues. Well, the truth of the matter is that it's totally not true.
I think one of the reasons many may have misconceptions about problems with their thyroid is that these are very general symptoms. They could be indicators of other health problems in addition to the thyroid. But as you indicated a few minutes ago, Paul, if you have certain issues with parts of your body, that may trace back to the thyroid.
It absolutely may. And the thing is, when you make the general statement, which is interesting because of a lot of people, even professional people, will say, well, gee, these symptoms could be caused by many different things. The reason that's true is because the body is really only capable of manifesting a limited number of symptoms. There's only a limited realm in which the body can manifest its concern for itself, right? So yes, it's true that these symptoms can be caused by many different things, but it's very simple to find out whether or not the thyroid is involved. That's where the nutrition response testing comes in. That's where the muscle testing comes in. That's what allows me to identify these conditions and fix them, right? Help the individual fix them with nutrition, time and time and time again. However, the person experiencing these symptoms has to be willing to change their lifestyle. You cannot continue to do what you've been doing and expect a different result. You just can't.
If somebody was diagnosed by a medical doctor, perhaps of having thyroid issues, then maybe the medication would come into play, right?
What do you mean?
Well, if a MD did his testing and found that maybe his patient was having issues with the thyroid, that's when the medication you mentioned would come into play.
That's all doctors do is provide you with medication.
Right,
the problem is it doesn't fix anything.
My point with this is you can be diagnosed as having a thyroid issue, but maybe the solution isn't the right one, the one that's recommended to you.
The solution is nutrition. The solution is finding out why your thyroid isn't working in the first place. Thyroids stop working for many reasons. The greatest among them is obstruction, interference. And I'm going to be talking about some of the factors that interfere with the thyroid function. And they're very common and they're very pervasive throughout our, throughout the entire culture. So what you're looking at, the question you must ask is, okay, well, your thyroid was working fine when you were 10. It's okay when you were 20. What happened at 21? What happened at 35? What happened at 42? Why all of a sudden are you experiencing some of these symptoms, which might lead back to a thyroid condition? What is going on?
That's a really good question. Why at certain points in our life do we start manifesting these symptoms? 503-225-0860. That's our studio line. We are standing by to take your call right now. You are not limited to the topic at hand. You can discuss whatever health issue happens to be bothering you. Most importantly, you can get on your way to solutions quite properly. Give Paul a call. 503-225-0860. We want to talk to you here on Health Matters.
Other symptoms, menstrual disturbances. Oh my gosh, PMS is absolutely any woman who's experiencing PMS. has a complication as part of the problem, a thyroid issue. 95% of the time, guaranteed, regardless of what the blood tests show, regardless. This is really important. Migraines, pain with menstruation, emotional imbalance, up and down, irritability or depression. All of this, I all but guarantee that within the 95% range that thyroid is part of the issue. And then you've got some people experience a chronic hoarseness of their voice, or they lose the full-throatedness of their voice. That can be thyroid as well. Heart disease, irregular heart rhythms, absolutely. Thyroid complication, weakness, increase of cholesterol. Cholesterol issues like an increase in the LDL can be related to a thyroid imbalance.
Now, before you continue, Paul, you mentioned statin drugs a while ago. Mm-hmm. If somebody is showing cholesterol levels that are out of whack, is that why statin drugs may be prescribed?
Statin drugs are now being prescribed like candy in this country, and my understanding is they're even prescribing it as a preventative. Even if you don't have cholesterol issues, there are physicians out there who are just, as a matter of course, once you reach a certain age, they are prescribing these as preventative. It is insane. It's totally insane. These drugs are poisonous. They should be avoided at all costs. If there's an effective option, right, they should be avoided at all costs.
And to back up again a little bit, you said that thyroid problems may cause your voice to become hoarse. Is this partly because your thyroid is located right there in your throat?
Exactly.
That's also why if you have throat swelling, that may be a symptom of thyroid issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Goiters, which are is essentially the swelling of the thyroid. You can actually, in folks who have a more advanced condition, you can actually see the swelling around the throat Yeah.
Goiters?
Goiters.
What's a goiter?
A goiter is an overgrown thyroid.
Okay. Watch out for those goiters.
Yeah, watch out for that. You love those. These little
words. I just thought that was funny. A goiter is a funny thing. It's a funny thing to
discuss. It's not funny. No,
it's
not
funny.
Funny
if you have them. No, nothing amusing about goiters.
Nothing amusing about goiters, except the word itself.
Let's go quickly to the phones before you continue, Paul.
We want
to talk to Terry. Good morning, Terry. Thank you for calling. You're on the air with Paul Rosen.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I had a thyroid question.
Sure.
I was diagnosed when I was like 12, and I was just wondering what you think about, I was born in the Tri-Cities 2 years before they let out the iodine in the air at Hanford.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I wanted to know what your thoughts were on that.
Well, just so you know, for your own information, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm an acupuncturist and nutritionist, so it's important that I say these things. However, I handle thyroids on a routine basis and help people, restore function. I mean, people who are experiencing the complications of thyroid issues, everywhere from, like you say, as early as, not even in the teens to as old as 70s, 80s, and 90s, getting people off their medications. Yes, that is absolutely radiation. What happens is radioactive, iodine can displace organic iodide that the thyroid requires in order to operate normally. And so that is that would be an obstruction. It would be, of course, unusual, but your situation is unusual there. Not very many people are live in the vicinity of radioactive operations.
So, yeah, it's all very interesting. My whole family, except for the one brother that wasn't born there, now has they all followed me with thyroid problems.
Absolutely, and this is.
And I was told that my kids, as long as my thyroid was acting fine, that my kids wouldn't get it, and my daughter now has it, and she's 30.
So the question is it the same cause or is it something different? Now, where the two meet. It falls under the heading of obstruction. That is, something is impairing the thyroid from operating properly. It is not difficult to find out what. It just isn't. It's not difficult at all. Having said that, it's absolutely critical. And I don't know if you've ever listened to my show before, but it's absolutely critical, first and foremost, that you have to stop eating sugar. You absolutely have to cut it out of your life.
I have, because I'm a diabetic now.
Well, so then fruits and grains as well.
Fruits and grains. Yeah, I don't eat fruit.
And grains.
Yeah, I was really good with grains, not so much as I was before, but I'm still really good at keeping my weight down and my numbers good.
Yeah, but the thing is and this is no take this as compassion. Not as criticism, because I'm not judging. But
no, I'm all for being real. So
let's be real. If you're a diabetic, you cannot eat grains, fruit, and sugar under any circumstances for any reason, no matter what. Whether it's your anniversary or your birthday or your mom's birthday or your dad's birthday or your kid's birthday or whatever celebration you feel like giving yourself permission to eat sugar. You are completely out of your mind if you think.
I don't eat cake or candy or pot. I don't do any of that.
Or waffles or French toast or.
Nope.
What you can do, to have a little confection of this or that is to really try utilizing nut flours. Things like almond flour and hazelnut flour and those types of things and our website, you can go and look on our website at AcuNatural, acunatural.com, and you can find lots of recipes where those ingredients are used. So you could make something for yourself, as a treat. But the thing is it's very interesting, and I really appreciate your calling. People, we as human beings tend to think that a little bit of something that absolutely, if we were to think about it using a lot, right, is not as bad or it's okay to do, but it has consequences. And by the time you're a diabetic, type 2?
Yes.
By the time you're a diabetic, your body's ability to handle sugar, essentially, or anything that turns into sugar with respect to carbohydrates, is essentially history. Not permanently, if you do the right things, but a little bit is a lot.
Right.
A little bit is a lot. And so, I'm sure you've heard this before, everything in moderation, just do everything in moderation, everything,
right.
Everything will be fine. And this is just a trap. This is like this is the pitcher plant, the orchid that attracts, the fly. Come over here. Tastes pretty good. No more fly. And the problem with diabetes is that you live a long time. You can live a long time with that condition. And you will experience this, horrifying sort of circling the drain with all the symptoms that you get. And if you're utilizing the medications.
I don't do medication.
Oh, that's great.
I know. I refuse.
Yeah. Well, if you cut the grains out, then you would be even farther away from that tipping point. But medications are so corrosive in so many ways. The side effects are just, they're just oh my gosh kind of list of
side
effects.
Yeah. Well, as far as medications go, I don't know if that's part of the thyroid thing with me. Is I'm kind of a rare breed where I can't take medications for anything. They all make me sick. They all make me complete opposite of what they give it to me for.
Do you still have a thyroid?
Yes.
And it's just not functioning the way it should.
I've been on medications for it since I was 12.
Yeah.
So I mean, I've had some ups and where it is too much. Mostly, I get where it's too much, not too little.
Yeah, I
and then they have to fix my medication.
We'd have to prove there was no hope with respect to you. I unless there is irreversible damage to the thyroid, my experience or having it removed from your body completely, my experience is that find the obstructions and then start addressing them, and then amazing things can happen.
Really?
Amazing things can happen. Yep, that's my own personal experience.
Oh, nice.
The obstructions are, like you said, the radiation. There are products that we have that we use, that can begin the process of restoring, the cells. And I mean, oh my gosh, there's so much we can do that is alternative. You might.
All right, Terry, hang on there. You and the whistling person in the background. I'm not quite sure who that is.
Sorry.
That's quite
sorry,
all right.
I'm trying to walk my dog.
We still have some things we want to give to you, some information we want to impart. So
okay.
Here's what we're going to do, Paul. We have to take a quick break. We'll come right back with Terry and more callers here on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters, broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast Saturdays from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, go to my website at AccuNatural. That's acunatural.com. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
There is hope out there.
And you're doing better.
I'm telling people there's an exact plan for you.
Wow.
And it was, I just could not believe it.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
503-225-0860 to speak directly to Paul Rosen. 503-225-0860. Going right back to the phones. Terry, are you still with us? There you are.
I am.
Terry, you're still there. Oh, shocking. Okay, so the key here would be, and I don't know where you live, but the key would be for you to come in and get tested and find out if there's what can be done.
Okay.
Because I mean you're going to hear as we go, you're going to hear from a patient that I interviewed who had thyroid issues. I I don't think it was related to radioactive poisoning. So, I mean, that's kind of an isolated thing. But yeah. I work with people who have no thyroids and have been able to reduce and in one case, you know, eliminate the need for, you know, for a medication. So the thing is it's providing the body with what it needs, does amazing things and limiting the obstructions, the things, the environmental impacts, the body is amazing. It's a perpetual healing machine until it isn't. And then we call that dying.
Yeah.
So, you know, and especially your daughter. Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's no reason to think that, maybe a little reason, but not much.
Now she has Hashimoto's. I don't have that.
Well, Hashimoto's is in the Western milieu, Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease. And according to Western guys, autoimmune disease is the body attacking itself for no reason, which is nonsense. It's
total. Yeah, she has several autoimmune, actually.
Yeah, it's total nonsense. It's totally addressable. Absolutely, totally addressable. But you have to be willing to change your lifestyle. You just have to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, for your daughter, you know, I don't, she's willing to change, but, you know, for you as well. Plus, the worst that can happen with your own personalized nutritional healing program is that you actually get better in so many ways. So many ways.
That'd be nice, because I feel bad in lots of ways right now.
So many ways. Oh, my gosh.
And that's even with me doing pretty, you know, pretty darn good to stay off medicine for almost 7 years.
That is
with diabetes.
And because of that, hon, oh my, you know, to me, your body is still really raring to go, ready to actually take the next step. But you have to know what your personal nutritional deficiencies are, not just some general picture.
Yeah, you have I did go to a functional medicine place. And I found out some things, but I don't think I got all the answers that I actually need.
Well, you can't, because if you're using Western medical approaches, you're not finding out what the innate intelligence of your body has to say. And you have to use very sort of unusual methods to get that done.
Okay.
Just go to the website and take a look and see. AccuNatural, ACUNatural.com. Take a look at it, see if it still interests you. But the bottom line is I personally have... helped. Oh my God, I can't even count the number of people who have been just catapulted into a completely different experience when they take control utilizing their own personal nutritional healing program. It's amazing to me. It's why I keep doing what I'm doing. And I've been doing this a long time, 25 years. So,
nice.
So, you know, I mean, medications are suppressive by nature. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Because I barely even take a Tylenol or anything.
Yeah,
they're suppressive. I try not to take any medication.
They're suppressive. They're suppressive by nature, which means that they cannot, will not, never not be able to treat the root cause of the functional issues. And I'm speaking primarily here to functional issues, not broken legs. Not acute life-threatening, conditions. I'm talking about having to live with this thing day in and day out, week in and week out, 365. Those are functional illnesses, and those things, you know, is just a body gone awry, not capable of managing itself because of the environmental obstructions preventing your body from from functioning normally.
Yeah.
So come and join us.
I will. That sounds great. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thanks a lot for your call, Terry. 503-225-0860 is the number to call to speak to Paul. You're on Health Matters. 503-225-0860. We had a guy call in a few minutes ago, Paul, a gentleman, who wanted you to speak more about why diabetics should not eat fruit. Why is that?
Well, it's slightly complicated, but I'm going to simplify it because I know I understand things if they're simplified for me. So the bottom line is, if you're a diabetic, all of the necessary organs and glands that are supposed to be regulating your blood sugars are compromised. They're compromised. And they're compromised for different types of reasons, but totally identifiable. And in my experience, almost always fixable. That is to say, I've worked with people who had, diabetics who have had up to 11 and 12 medications and gotten them off every single one. Every one. And they are now living happily, not eating grains and fruit and sugar, and aren't taking no medications at all and have never felt better in their lives. So what's happening with respect to diabetes is not just that your pancreas isn't working properly, and we'd have to find out what's going on there, because pancreases generally just don't stop working. There's some obstruction, there's some interference, some impairment that blood tests, saliva tests, hair tests, skin tests, stool tests cannot identify, just like the topic we're talking today, thyroid issues. Simply cannot sufficiently identify the underlying root cause, even if your blood test reveals that your thyroid is abnormal, let alone normal, and you're still experiencing symptoms.
So specifically, diabetics should not be eating fruit because fruit has glucose. Is that right? They're full of sugar?
Fruit has fructose.
Fructose.
Not glucose.
Okay.
And fructose is just another sugar in a concentrated form. And so so backing up a second, everything, every food is turned to sugar in the body, glucose, every food ultimately, because that's the fuel that your cells essentially utilize to keep themselves alive and going. But when you're eating something like broccoli, which might have some, sugar in it, there's very little sugar. And there's also much more material in the broccoli itself to impair the impact of the sugar on your liver and on your pancreas and on your thyroid, etc. Whereas fruit is just pure sugar. It's just pure fructose. Same thing with sugar itself. The same thing with honey. The same thing with maple syrup. The same thing with all concentrated sweeteners. As a diabetic, your organs and glands, your whole system with respect to handling sugar is completely overwhelmed and not functioning. Now, if you want to remain tied to medications for the rest of your life, then don't listen to a word I say. Just keep doing what you're doing. But if you would prefer to not have to take medications and to not experience the absolute confirmed side effects from those medications, then the first step you must take, the most inexpensive step that you must take, is no grains, no fruit, and no sugar.
There you go. 503-225-0860. Paul's right here, ready to talk about your health issue. 503-225-0860.
I make that statement because I have, as I said, turned around many a diabetic in my office and gotten off many a diabetic off of all of their medications. And I have never been successful. I am 0%, batting zero, for a person who wanted to continue to eat fruit. Zero, batting zero. But batting 950 when they choose to follow the direction, stop eating grains and fruit and sugar.
Well, I think for many of us, that is a tall order. If we want to be healthy, sure, we'll do what we have to. But I'm a guy who likes fruit quite a bit.
Well, who
doesn't? I enjoy fruit salads and all that kind
who
of stuff.
Who doesn't? You're not a diabetic. Doesn't matter for you. But for a person who's, let's put it this way. For a person who can't swim, jumping into the water is probably a bad idea. For a person who can swim, no biggie. No big deal. So That's essentially where a diabetic is. They're already, over their head with respect to their body is simply incapable of functioning normally. And you know that because you're a diabetic. So, you know, like it or not, if you want to live a higher quality of life for a longer period of time as a diabetic, no grains, no fruit, no sugar, no question. That's it. End of story.
More on that momentarily. Also, here's this. It's a mosquito repellent. It's a sunscreen. You can also use it to eliminate shower curtain scum. Essential oils. We'll talk about that soon here on Health Matters.
Why would we? I don't know. Anyway, this is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you missed any of these broadcasts, care to listen to past shows, go to my website at AccuNatural, that's acunatural.com, and there are radio shows archived right there. Click on any one of them and enjoy. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
And if you really think about it, what does medication do except treat the symptoms?
Exactly.
Then once you eliminate that and you reach a different plateau, it's indescribable.
Straight Talk About Health with your host, Paul Rosen.
Again, 503-225-0860. You should be dialing that number right now to talk to Paul Rosen about your health issue. 503-225-0860. Again, any health matter is fair game. I said health matter because the show is called Health Matters. How about that, Paul?
Wow.
The cleverness is off the charts. Also, you should write this down, acunatural.com. That's Paul's website, acunatural.com. All kinds of information on there about the business, about things you can do to improve your situation in regards to your health. Plus, Paul, I like this a lot. There's an archive of past shows there on the website.
Also want to remind folks to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting digestive health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, fatigue, irritability, irregular heart rhythms, all of these things at Chuck's Produce Vancouver, Salmon Creek, 117th Street in Vancouver, Wednesday, November 1st, this coming at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited. So we ask that you please RSVP. Come and join us. Meet me. Ask some questions from a guy who's been doing this for 25 years for free. Oh, my gosh. Such a deal. And by the way, for the folks who have been calling on the air, there is a free copy of one of my books, either The Great Health Heist or The Missing Piece. You got to come into the office to pick it up, but it's there and it's waiting for you. You can call my office, by the way, and save yourself a seat for the free seminar, 360-750-7375.
Okay. Now, Paul, people who want to take advantage of the things you've been talking about, the way they can maybe diagnose problems with their thyroid, for example, there are certain costs involved with all this. That's right?
Yeah. Not diagnose. We don't diagnose anything. That's important. I know you're using that phrase, and I'm glad you did. Because we don't diagnose anything. If you want a diagnosis, you go to your medical doctor. They'll give you a diagnosis. But I imagine most of you already have one. And so when it comes to nutrition and nutritional health, we don't make diagnoses. We simply find the deficiencies, the nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing, preventing your body from functioning normally. As far as costs go, it's a good question. It varies with each person. Maybe that's maddening, I know. But imagine, if you buy a car that has got all the bells and whistles on it, it's going to cost one thing. If you buy a car that's stripped down, it's going to cost another. So here's my suggestion. To know specifically sort of some general costs with respect to services, not the vitamins and minerals and other products that you might be using, a package of 12 visits, which is the beginning concentrated part of the program, can be had for less than $500. So the supplements themselves totally depend on what you need, what you're taking. For further information about the program, please Avail yourself. Call my office at 360-750-7375, and my staff will be happy to answer any question that you have there. But one thing I will say is our services are, there is no insurance that covers our services, so forget about insurance. There are some flexible plans, some employer plans that do cover, but not general insurance, not medical insurance. Medical insurance doesn't cover wellness. It covers disease. It's disease care. And wellness is, overlooked by insurance companies. Plus, I can charge, $50 a visit. Yes, $50 a visit to see me because no insurance is involved. So might be a little maddening, but yeah, you'll have to dip into your pocket to pay for it. Bottom line is me as an individual who lost his health at 45 years old would have paid whatever the price to get it back. So let's be real. Let's be, yes, there might be some financial limitation for some folks, and I'm not judging that. I get that. I know that. I have my own financial limitations. But let's put it this way. If you're spending money on food and eating what you're eating, whatever for most of you, whatever it is, it isn't working. So you're wasting money. If you're buying supplements based on an article that you read or based on some recommendation by a friend, or even based on a practitioner's recommendation whereby you're not improving, you're not experiencing improvement, you're wasting your money. They're not working. So that would be, you could take those resources and put them towards a personalized nutritional healing program. The other thing that I say is, if I can't help you, then I will let you know after the evaluation. That's right. If I am able to get all the information I need to make an assessment and I can't help you, I will tell you flat out, no, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. That's a guarantee. So, my recommendation is take your resources. Many of you have been listening on the radio for some time. You've heard many, many people, and you will hear another one, Deborah, at the beginning of the next hour, who didn't know me from Adam, who went ahead and took control and came and saw me and got their program and followed their program and experienced dramatic improvements, and there's no reason why that can't happen for you, but you do have to make lifestyle changes. So
there you go. And you can give us a call right now if you want to talk to Paul, 360-750-7375. That's the office number. You can go there and find out about the seminar this Wednesday and other general information. AccuNatural.com is the website, ACUNatural.com. Number here in the studio, 503-225-0860, 503-225-0860. So, Paul, if our thyroids are so messed up we've already hit the point of a stroke or a heart attack, is it too late? Is it too late to fix that problem?
If you're still alive, no.
Well, let's say, you survive that.
Let's say you survive that. I mean,
and, I read about people all the time experiencing strokes and recovering from those, and they may have some limitations after that. But is it impossible at that point to improve things for yourself?
No, it's not. It's not impossible. For some people, it takes a really serious life-threatening condition to, wake them up and go, hey.
I would say that's most of us, actually. So
yeah.
It's never too late to fix your problem, whatever it happens to be. Don't give up. Also, essential oils, they are probably, I don't know, you tell me, Paul, the single most diverse and, eclectic thing you can do for your good health. We'll find out about that. Mark is on the line right now. Mark, stay on the line. We're going to get to your call very shortly here on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. In the meantime, stay with us. We're not done.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
Our diets, our Western diets in America are just really, you just don't realize how poor they really are.
What would you say to others who would like to feel better.
Sometimes you need to find the instruction. That's where the testing and everything comes in, because without that knowledge, there's no way I could have got to the point where I'm at today.
Straight Talk About Health.
And then I start preaching and telling them what I've been doing. And this guy named Paul Rosen has changed my life.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
By the way, the information contained in this program is not approved by the FDA, nor intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any medical condition or dis-ease as defined by Western medicine. However, skilled practitioners of many disciplines have found nutrition response testing to be a highly reliable supportive technology for assessing the health and fitness of the body's functional system.
Okay, Paul, we've determined that I misspoke a little while ago. I was talking all about essential oils, which are all kinds of things. They can be very diverse, too, and also versatile in the things you can do with them. But you're going to talk about edible oils for the heart this hour, is that right?
Yes, edible versus essential.
And essential
oils.
They
do both start with E.
They do. But essential oils, too, they can be anything. They can be part of your diet. But you can also concoct your own little mixtures and use essential oils for cleaning and things like that.
Essential oils are not part of your diet. You don't eat essential oils.
No, okay.
But you do eat edible oils.
They're awful cool, these essential oils, for cleaning and as a mosquito repellent. How about that?
We'll investigate that topic in another show.
Okay, but this hour it's edible oils among other topics.
I see you're very high on essential oils.
Yeah, I'm big on it. As I did
but we're not talking essential oils.
As I did my research during the week, I was impressed with all these various household uses. But instead of that, we'll cover that in some other, portion of the show on some other date.
Sounds good. We are going to do what?
You tell me.
Well,
what's
we've been
happening.
Talking about thyroid because it's an epidemic in this country of thyroid dysfunction, both hyper and hypo, and in addition to which, we did speak a little bit about diabetes as a result of several callers, so we've covered that. I will cover the six best edible oils, but I thought that it would be very instructive to hear from one of my patients who was suffering from, among other things, thyroid issues, as well as she had been taking vitamins. She's had high blood pressure. She had weight control issues. She also had skin issues, seborrhea, irritability, fatigue, many of the thyroid-related issues, related symptoms. And so let's hear it from her rather than hearing it from me. So how did you come to learn about nutrition response testing in the first place?
Well, like many of your other patients, I had been listening to you on the radio probably about a year on and off. And I finally decided to come in because I knew you had some comprehensive testing that I wasn't getting. And I just had kind of a list of issues that I was hoping you could help me with.
Like what? Give me the list.
Yeah, well, some of them were longstanding. Like I've been struggling with ADHD my whole life and had been on medication since the 90s when it was diagnosed. And so that was one of them. Recently, it's been high blood pressure and weight gain. And also, suspicious of adrenal issues, possibly thyroid, fatigue. I had been diagnosed by my primary care with having vitamin D deficiency and magnesium, and so I was suspicious of other vitamin deficiencies. And just a vague, just not feeling as well as I did, a few years ago. I've got a skin issue called seborrhea, and just a, general irritability that I wanted to see if I could address.
Well, that's quite a list. And you waited a year, so I have to ask the obvious question.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Now that you know what you know, which we're going to get into, why did you take a year?
Well, for one thing, when I had my thyroid tested, I tested normal.
Ah, the old false negative.
Yeah. And
as you learned?
As I learned. And even though I had some obvious symptoms like hair loss and, low body
temperature, you know, normal's 98.6, and I was always in the 96, 97 range.
Wow. I mean, this what this points up, which is one of the thing, one of the points that I make on the show all the time, is that blood tests miss 90% of everything that is going on functionally with a human body. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm some, you know, crank somewhere, as you have discovered. I'm saying this because I learned this from a medical doctor. In fact, I learned it from two medical doctors. Blood tests, and you actually heard me say this how many times probably over the period of a year if you were listening, you know, to the show on a consistent basis. Blood tests miss over 90% of everything that is going on functionally with the body. And so if you're suffering with some condition that you can, on your own, by the way, relate to an adrenal or a thyroid problem in this case, then you've got the thyroid problem. They're just not finding it. And you would agree with that now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
which is really kind of cool. It shows that all of the frustration, you know, it shows that, in fact, rather than having a doctor or a other practitioner offer you some sort of antidepressant because you're not getting well and you go and you say, well, geez, I'm kind of depressed. They ask you, well, why are you depressed? And you say, because I've got all these symptoms and they're telling me I'm perfectly healthy.
Right.
who wouldn't be depressed? And it turns out that, in fact, you don't have a Prozac or a, other antidepressant or Xanax deficiency, right?
Right.
It turns out you have nutritional deficiencies,
mm-hmm.
which you suspected all along.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So you had this whole list of stuff. And at this stage of the game, I guess, and I'm not quite sure whether you answered it, but did you answer specifically why it took you a year?
I guess maybe just procrastination, the fact that I live in Oregon and you're in Washington and I knew I'd have to travel.
Oh, my God. So you have to travel a little bit to actually address your major health concerns.
Well, and then plus I wanted to get off my ADHD medicine because it was getting too expensive. And even though it works at first, a little bit, you know, in time you become resistant to it, and I think that was it.
There you go, another cocktail of medications, it sounds like, for that particular individual. She had the ADHD medicine. She also mentioned Xanax, is that right?
I think I mentioned that.
Okay, so yeah.
She said she was, had ADHD, was diagnosed with ADHD,
right,
as well as experiencing irritability. And oftentimes when people are experiencing emotional, instability on that level, your physicians will offer an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety drug, both of which are horrendously poisonous with, monstrous potential side effects, which do not address the underlying issues for most folks. I mean, if you have a sociopath who's running around killing people or something like that, and you want to medicalize them, okay, fine. But not the greater majority of the population. And by the way, I just want to say in general, for those folks who I'm pissing off, this morning, bottom line is the question that you have to ask yourself, you look in the mirror, how many of you have actually taken an individual who is experiencing a health condition, in this case we were talking thyroid issues or even diabetes, and gotten that person off of their medications completely and who are living a significantly higher quality of life, right? If you haven't done that for at least 25 years, then you need to ask yourself, you need to sit yourself down and calm down. Just calm down. And having said that, I think Debbie would like to continue her testimonial. Do we have part two queued up?
We do. We can continue with that. Before we do that, though, let's encourage everyone again to call us here at Health Matters at 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Don't forget, any health issue is fair game here on the show. 503-225-0860. Quickly, Paul, too, your next free health seminar is this week. When and where?
It is. It is at Chuck's Produce, as it has been for many years. I'll be presenting digestive health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and fatigue on 117th Street in Salmon Creek, Wednesday, November 1st. That's this coming, 6:30 p.m. Parking is free, seating is limited, and we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday morning and save yourself a seat, 360-750-7375.
360-750-7375. For more on that and everything else, acunatural.com, acunatural.com.
So let's get back to Debbie, because I think her story is really significant. This is a woman who had a laundry list of functional problems, all kinds of symptoms from emotional to physical. And we took her using the nutrition response testing, evaluated, found her program. She embraced it. She took it, took control of it. And let's listen to her reaction.
The reason, of course, as you are learning, is because ADHD, ADD are all related to specifically the lack of function of your endocrine system and nothing else. ADD, ADHD is not a disease. It's not. It's a nutritional problem all the way. And I think you're starting to discover that. Although, I'm sorry?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're starting to discover that. For all of you people out there whose children are diagnosed with ADD and ADHD, it's an epidemic of epidemic proportion. And so many adults are being diagnosed with the same thing. But instead, it's all about nutrition. And you would agree with that.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. So you were taking some medications. What other medications were you taking for your, you know, that whole list of things, your skin thing, your blood pressure thing?
Well, I have some cream, triamcinolone cream that I put on for this seborrhea. I was on medication for ADHD, and then later on I developed high blood pressure, so I was on medication for that as well.
Right. So here we have the perfect example of medication upon medication upon medication. And although they appear to be addressing different conditions, in fact, they are addressing the same condition, which is the nutritional deficiency and what you suspected all along, thyroid and adrenal issues.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And you're learning that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I mean, you finally came, and I don't recall, Debbie, but did you come to a talk? Had you?
No, I haven't. I came strictly due to the radio show.
Strictly due to the radio show. But would you recommend someone who wanted a gradient step into the process to come to a talk?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Well, that way you get to see the nutrition response testing demonstrated and ask questions, and it's all free.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So was the evaluation painful, by the way?
Oh, no.
Was it unusual?
A little bit.
Talk about it.
Well, You go in at first and everything is explained to you. You test the overall heart, isn't that right, first?
Well, we actually do. I mean, we use muscle testing.
Mm-hmm. And muscle testing.
Right. We use the muscle testing, which essentially is testing the autonomic nervous system. And the way that I was explaining it yesterday in my talk, I think may make some sense here, too. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, what most people are familiar with acupuncture, and people really don't know how acupuncture works, but acupuncture accesses the autonomic nervous system, which means self-regulating. That part of your nervous system, which essentially is responsible for the management of all of the functions of your body. So if you have high blood pressure, there is something that is malfunctioning. If you have an ongoing skin problem, there is something that is malfunctioning. If you have ADD, ADHD, there is some part of your functional system that is malfunctioning. And the autonomic nervous system is largely responsible for managing the balance, making sure that things don't happen, okay? So what we're doing is that the body, the acupuncture system, is a series of points or areas on the body that are very much akin to sort of like windows into the energetics of every organ and every gland. It's almost like a battery on the surface. And if those batteries are nice and charged up, we don't find much. And if they're not, then we find something. And that's what we found for you.
I like that analogy. If it's a battery that's not charged properly, you can find that problem and maybe find ways to fix it. Is that right?
What happens is when we go out to our car and we put the key in the ignition and we turn it and we get a clicking sound, we say, oh, sounds like a dead battery. But what we're really identifying is the fact that that battery is not capable of performing its function, right? Which is to turn over the, turn the starter and turn the engine over to get it started. So really, when we say dead battery, we're referring to the fact that that battery is not charged up enough. It doesn't contain enough electricity to actually perform its function. So that's the analogy I was talking about. So organs and glands as well seem to fall into that kind of category, and it's certainly metaphorical because we don't have any tool that we can measure the energetics of an organ. We can only use metaphorical language at this stage of the game. Maybe at some point some tools will find their way into practitioners' hands, but they're not at this moment. But we have a good sense of what's going on by virtue of utilizing the autonomic nervous system, the self-regulating part of the nervous system, to determine the state, the energetic state of each organ and gland. And when it is not as strong as it should be, then we have ways of finding out why. Is it simply nutritional deficiencies that have taken place over a long period of time, which has undermined the organ and gland's ability to function normally? Or is there also an environmental component like food sensitivities or accumulation of chemicals or metals or an existing immune challenge of some sort, which is preventing the organ and gland from being as healthy as it should be, as energetic as it should be? And in finding those things, we're able to address what I often refer to as the root cause. These are the root causes of why a body isn't regulating normally. Right? There's no such thing as a medication or even an herb which is recommended based on the symptoms if you haven't found out what the deficiencies and what the obstructions are.
And to continue that analogy, Paul, let's say if you go out to your car right now and you get that clicking sound when you turn the ignition, you think, well, I have a dead battery. Maybe it's not the battery. Maybe it's the alternator, which controls your battery. And a symptom of a bad alternator, actually, is that your headlights may start getting dimmer and dimmer, for example, meaning it's slowly failing to feed energy to the battery, which powers those other elements. So you see where I'm extending that?
Sort of. Let me see if I can restate it, and you tell me if I'm relating
on the
to
right
what
track.
You're saying. That is to say that a symptom can be caused by many different things.
There you go.
And that's totally true. So that falls in with the it doesn't matter what it is, as long as you can identify, the obstruction. These are the obstructions, and so then you go in and you find out what the deficiencies are, what the nutritional deficiencies are, and what the barriers or obstructions to healing are.
There you go. So you put all those things together, and maybe you can heal yourself.
Not just maybe. 90% of the time, it can be done. Having said that, it requires a person who will be willing to make the lifestyle changes. And so, you know, can't do it. I can't do it. I can make the recommendations. I can lead you to, you know, where the best tools are, but you have to do it. You as a patient has to do it. Debbie was, Debbie decided to take that responsibility on for herself. And if we can queue up, do we have time for the third segment?
We do not. We'll have to do that in the next segment.
Then we
want to
get into that immediately at that point.
Okay.
To talk about more of the obstructions for the thyroid and why a thyroid would stop functioning. A person who is found to be estrogen dominant, for example, and this often occurs, you know, as a person ages more in the 35, 40-year-old individual, can be, you know, taking the thyroid hormone fails to address the root of the problem here. Why is the endocrine system not balanced? Why is the estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and God knows how many other ones are not in balance? Medications. Oh, my gosh. Medications in general disrupt thyroid functions, such as steroids and barbiturates and cholesterol-lowering drugs, i.e. statin drugs, beta blockers for blood pressure disrupt the thyroid function. So medications themselves disrupt the thyroid function. And then endocrine-disrupting chemicals, especially things like metals like mercury and lead. Chemicals like phthalates and BPA have all been linked to menopause. Other chemicals like fluoride, fluorine, bromine, brominated grain products, for example, is very common. Grains that have been your bread may have been brominated, and other types of oils may use bromine or bromine substances to refine them before they're stuck in a bottle. Chlorine is another one. Your water is chlorinated. Almost 100% of the water in the United States has got some chlorine in it. These things obstruct thyroid function. Totally known, right? What they do is they displace the bromine, fluoride, and chlorine displace iodine. So they prevent the thyroid from actually absorbing the thiodine. And people across the country are exposed to these in increasing amounts, accumulative amounts. How can you expect the thyroid to function normally? So these are the things that are very common, right? And if you're having a thyroid problem, which even doesn't show up in your blood tests, right, because you're experiencing the symptoms that are related to thyroid, then you have a thyroid problem.
And that's
guaranteed.
A bad thing. And that can affect your entire health outlook. Also, this to consider, all oils are not created equal. There are 6 essential edible oils for your heart. We'll discuss those soon here on Health Matters.
You just can't get around not saying essential.
No, I like it, because if it's good for you, it must be essential, right?
No. This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast
yes.
every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m., and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. Stay tuned. We'll be right back
with more essential programming on Health Matters.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
It's not a myth. It's not magic. It's a program that is wonderful, and it works.
Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Your approach is very warm. I feel like you care about whether or not I'm getting better, and that is very encouraging.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
As always, your phone call is welcome on Health Matters, 503-225-0860, 503-225-0860. Call now. Discuss your issue with Paul Rosen.
Also want to remind folks that this coming Wednesday is another free health seminar. I'll be speaking about digestive health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and fatigue at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver. This coming Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m., parking is free, seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Go to my office. Go to my office. Go to your phone.
Call the office.
On Monday morning,
And give us a call. Save yourself a seat, 360-750-7375. Let's get back to Debbie, part three, because the information is so it's so hopeful, and that's what this show is all about. It's about hope. It's about recognizing that the conservative ways of doing things are oftentimes not working, and people lose hope. They go, well, my blood test is perfect, and yet I've got all of these symptoms, just like Debbie. And so let's listen.
We did the testing. We used the muscle testing, and we found what was going on specifically with various parts of your body, various organs and glands, and we found that they were, in fact, in need of some support, were they not?
Yes.
And I essentially put a program in front of you, and that program involved changes in your diet, according to the testing, and changes in the sort of your habits, what you were doing in your supplements, adding some herbs and supplements. And so, you know, was any of that a problem, and how did you experience that?
The hardest thing for me was breakfast, because I had been a big pancake, waffle, egg person, and when I found out the sensitivities to grains and eggs that were specific to me, I had to find a new way to eat breakfast.
Like so many of us.
Yeah.
Right? Because that is, generally speaking, the American breakfast, right? Just yeah. go into anywhere. And that is the reason why so many people end up being functionally ill. It's why we have all the high blood pressure and high cholesterol and, you know, high blood sugar levels, because that's the way people are eating. And most people don't even know that they have those food sensitivities. Did you?
No. I didn't think I was allergic to anything.
You thought you were just fine, other than the fact that you had this laundry list of issues. I'm just fine. I just have this whole laundry list. And by the way, they're all separate. There's this one for this and one for that and one for something else. Not. So the most challenging part of your program was beginning to change your dietary habits, and in particular breakfast. And I will tell you that that is probably the single biggest question, most oft asked question that I get when people start on their programs is, now what do I eat for breakfast? Right?
Right.
So what do you eat for breakfast?
Well, I read a lot of packages now, but I've been able to find some turkey sausage and chicken sausage that is all natural, no additives. And then I just have a fruit with it, or yogurt with fruit in it, piece of cheese with the sausage, and I'm good to go.
Good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go. And my goodness, sausages and yogurt and things like that, mm-hmm. all heart unhealthy foods. Oh, my goodness. And the result?
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, the result so far. I mean, you've been on a program what now? About 5-6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So the result so far, eating this horribly unheart healthy way.
Well, are you ready?
Go.
I've lost 14 pounds.
Ah! Oh my gosh! Oh no! Eating more saturated fat, you lost 14 pounds. Okay.
I can eat butter.
And you can eat butter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
And half and half in my coffee.
Oh, we're really headed into dangerous territory now.
And I'm off my high blood pressure med.
Wait, stop the presses. Stop the press. Wait a minute. You're telling me that you have stopped eating pancakes and mm-hmm. and French toast and cereals and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
All of the good heart healthy foods. Right?
Right.
You've stopped eating that.
Yeah.
And now you're eating high saturated foods, and your blood pressure went down.
Right.
Would you please explain that to me?
I can't. and
well, fortunately for you, I can. And your There were some other changes that you're experiencing. So you lost some weight already, mm-hmm. and the blood pressure is now down in the normal range. And am I hearing without medication?
Right. I'm not taking it. And I do monitor it maybe every other night. And I'm still in the normal, you know, the good range.
Without medication?
Without the meds.
Eating saturated mm-hmm. foods, blood pressure down, lost 14 pounds.
And no more ADHD medicine either.
And no more ADHD medicine. And the symptoms for you of the ADHD, how are those going?
Anxiety mainly and depression. Couldn't handle stress. All way improved.
My goodness. Just with nutrition, right?
Right.
Just with nutrition. And that's my experience every single time with people who are willing to finally take control of their nutrition and make changes according to their own personalized nutritional healing programs. And you've seen that. You've seen my office.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Packed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exciting or what?
Oh, beyond, I you know.
What's it worth?
Worth its weight in gold, let me tell
you.
Know,
Debbie there said, Paul, sorry to interrupt Debbie at the very end. She said she was a big eater of pancakes and French toast and bacon and eggs and all that kind of stuff in the morning. Are there any small eaters of pancakes and French toast? That's my question. Probably not.
You know, I wouldn't care to guess, actually.
You know, I like pancakes, I have to admit. Yeah. I will indulge every so often.
So the key, I mean, listening to Debbie, this is not a person who, I mean, I didn't pay her to come on the radio. This is a person who is extending her experience so that you folks can understand that there really is an effective, relatively riskless alternative to taking control of your health. And the results can be miraculous, and in particular miraculous because it seems like you know, you're violating much of what you've heard with respect to nutrition. And the reason for that is because most of what you hear about nutrition is myths and disinformation. I had to discover this myself. I mean, I had to recoup my own health from almost dying back when I was 45 years old because I had essentially accepted, I believed that the magazine articles and the news articles and the research articles and the medical field were basically telling me the truth, and it turns out they weren't. And I'm not saying that they're doing it maliciously. In fact, I can't prove that at all, except for Big Pharma, which is that's just profit. That's just money. I get that. I'm a big boy, but most of the nutritional information that most folks have ever heard about is either incorrect or simply is useless. Take a food label, for example. The nutritional facts on a food label is totally useless with respect to knowing what you should eat or what effect or impact that food is going to have on you. Totally useless. You could take that geography and put the ingredients in that label rather than nutritional facts. Right now, the ingredients are in like 6-point type. You have to be have a magnifying glass to be able to read it. And those are the most important ingredients, the most important information on a food label. The ingredients, what's actually in that food, not the nutritional facts. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all.
And as you've indicated, those are two separate things, right?
Two separate things.
On a food label, you have this so-called nutritional facts list right there, and then you have the ingredients separately.
Everything that, all your heart-healthy foods, I mean, you'll even have ratings. You know, some of the insurance companies or, other, non-profit companies related to health or medicine, will rate foods based on their heart healthiness. And for the most part, it's just stupid because they're wrong. They're totally wrong. And a perfect example is Debbie G. Perfect example. Person who replaced quote-unquote heart-healthy foods like, grains and grain products,
with sausage, and her heart symptoms, like blood pressure, her cardiovascular health improved. Oh my gosh, that's just mind blowing. Certainly blew my mind the first time I saw it and began to understand. And when I saw it over and over and over and over and over again in my clinic, I got the idea.
Okay, now speaking of cardiovascular health, there are in fact edible oils which are good for your heart. More on that momentarily here on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters, broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, simply go to my website at AccuNatural, that's acunatural.com, and click on the radio show page. Actually, you don't need to click on a page. Just below there, right on that page, is a whole list of archive shows. And you can click on them anytime you want. In the meantime, stay tuned. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this week's Health Matters.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
If you're not getting any relief or not finding any forward momentum in your path to trying to get back to health, I would suggest you go and look into muscle response testing. Go see Paul.
It's a life-changing. You feel so much better. It's priceless.
Straight Talk About Health with your host, Paul Rosen.
So that we have time to fit everything in, Paul, let's kick right into this. Tell us about the edible oils that are good for your heart.
Coconut oil, olive oil, sesame oil, peanut oil, butter, raw, not pasteurized if you can get it, or at least European grass-fed, and fish oil.
And that's it? That simple?
Six. Boom.
All those things are available in various foods, and also you can use some as ingredients in your own cooking, right?
Well, I would think so.
All right, yeah. Let's do that.
And it gives you these oils give you sort of a rainbow of possibilities with respect to utilization in cooking. For example, if you want to fry things, then use the peanut oil or the coconut oil, because you can fry them. You can raise the temperature up in frying range, 450, 500 degrees Fahrenheit, and not cause the oil to become rancid at that point. Olive oil. You can use it in cooking, but you have to be low heat. You have to be very careful with it. Sesame oil is primarily, raw in drizzling over, various dishes like salads or other types of, legume dishes.
So make use of those things. And so that we have time to hear the final segment of your patient, Debbie, and how she got herself healthy again, tell us again about your next free health seminar happening this week.
Well, I will be presenting Digestive Health, the A to Z on acid reflux, bloating, constipation, IBS, and fatigue at Chuck's Produce in Salmon Creek on 117th Street in Vancouver this coming Wednesday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing and save yourself a seat, 360-750-7375. And don't forget, bring a friend, a colleague, or even a family member that you care about.
360-750-7375. All right, Debbie G., we've been hearing her story about how she had all kinds of issues, including taking medication for ADHD and how she got herself better. Shall we hear, Paul, the final chapter in her story?
Absolutely. I'm not saying doctors are bad people, because they're not. And the overwhelming majority have their hearts in the right place. I am not a doctor basher. What I am is to try to, I'm a myth basher. I'm a basher of many of the current, sort of perpetuated nonsense ideas about health. It's drugs do not, poison does not make up for poor nutrition. And you would agree with that now.
I agree. There's a better way.
So what are the biggest surprises since you began your nutritional transformation?
Well, I guess it was how quickly I lost the weight and was able to get rid of the two medicines that I was on.
Yeah, that was
just astounded.
Yeah, that's totally true. And many people do experience that, but there are also others who don't. And I was one who didn't. It took time for me to see my symptoms begin to be alleviated. And you know, when you come in, there is one phrase that I use: your symptoms may disappear long before the underlying causes of your condition are resolved. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. And you buy into that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on was because you had just started and you saw such great results, but you also have a really solid head on your shoulders and recognize that if it took you 40 or 50 years to develop to this condition, right, that unlike the marketing hype of various drugs or even supplements or even herbs, you have to continue to be committed to address the underlying cause.
Oh, yeah. And I know I'm not finished.
Yeah. Which is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So are your efforts proving worthwhile toward achieving the
results? So.
Talk about it just a little.
Well, part of it is you have to write down everything that you're eating. And I thought, oh, how am I ever going to do this? But it's really not an issue.
Doesn't take that much time. And don't you think that being accountable, especially accountable to someone who, you know, knows what they're doing and who won't let you slide, is that important?
Oh, it's very important, because then you're not going to regress back into old habits, and, you know, you're very much the health coach.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Interesting you chose those words. And do you feel more empowered?
Oh, very much so.
How so?
Well, now I'm not going to hold myself back from maybe doing some things, because the anxiety would get in the way, or I'm still not out of the woods with the fatigue area, but I know that I'm going to conquer that as well.
And how has your life changed in this, you know, first 4, 5, 6 weeks? I mean, how are you doing some things you weren't doing before, or contemplating doing some things you weren't doing
before? More in the contemplation, because I was holding myself back from even looking for a full-time job. And now I can, you know, of course, the economy's terrible, but at least now I'm not going to use health as my excuse for not looking.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah.
Because now you have the option. I mean, you know, I wasn't born with a silver spoon. I got to work for a living. But I will tell you, when my health, you know, sank into the sunset, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And you know, I enjoyed what I was doing. I just apparently didn't know how to do it as well as I do now. Has anybody noticed any changes in you at this point?
Oh, yes, especially the weight loss. And my son even noted that I wasn't as irritable or anxious.
And how does that change the family dynamics?
Well, it improves your relationships, let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you see everything starts to turn around,
mm-hmm.
right? Is it cool or what?
Oh, yeah. And just that whole feeling of feeling calmer than you used to feel is, you know, like the good old days.
What would you recommend to anybody else that you cared about, friend, family member, people you work with?
Well, I would recommend that they go get tested and see where they're at, because you admit that if you can't help someone, you'll tell them.
Exactly. Thank you. But if I can, I also say nothing will help you as much.
Right.
Yeah. And that, I mean, is there anything that I said to you that hasn't been true?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So one last thing,
see,
you would say what?
Go get tested.
There you go. Go get tested if you want to get on your way to better health. And that's the show for this week, Paul. Tell us what's happening on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, next week we're going to talk about pain, arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis. The dirty little secret about these conditions is that we created the problem ourselves. Yes. And medications put our lives in danger. Does Vioxx ring any bells? What's the safer approach? And over-the-counter pain meds aren't as safe as you think. Plus, what are the best longevity foods? In the meantime, you ate your way there, and you can eat your way out. It's the food, folks. Remember to keep yours fresh.